back to Justin Kaufman and Extension 720 on 720 WGN.
All right, we continue on our Lit Fest extravaganza here on Extension 720. I am Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Patty Vasquez takes over. But we still have one more segment to get through, and this one's a great one. I've been waiting all night for this one. My next guest is a Chicago writer and editor and a DePaul professor. He teaches a class at DePaul that brings together students to work on publishing a book by or about Chicagoans whose voices aren't otherwise shared. There are multiple courses, but it's a 10-week course. And in that time, the students work on editing, publishing, marketing the book. This year, Harvey tracked down a draft of a memoir by Chicago writer Raphael Torch. Torch was a young writer who, at the age of 36, died from a rare form of cancer. The class worked on the draft, and the result? The Garcia Boy, a memoir. It's a story of Torch, who was the son of an undocumented immigrant who struggled with addiction before becoming a teacher on Chicago's Lower West Side. It's a story that focuses on violence, gang violence, finding place, and ultimately asking what it means to be an American. It was written 15 years ago, but the issues in the memoir are as vivid and relevant today. Miles Harvey's in studio, along with one of the students from the class that edited the book, Brittany Schmidt. It's my pleasure to welcome both of you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's tremendous. I have so many questions, Miles. I'm blown away by this concept, first off, this idea of finding this work. Where does this idea come from to present it in this way to students and to be a course?
So a few years ago, always at DePaul in the creative writing program, we've stressed publishing. It's the writing and publishing program. That's a big deal to us. We want to give people practical training in publishing. But a few years ago, we started this Big Shoulders Books. And the idea is like a really weird economic model. We want to do two things with these books. We want to commodify them. In other words, we think these books are really valuable. We get professional designers. When we get good work, and then we give them away for free. And it's just a really exciting thing. But you have to come to us. We never are out on a street corner, have our book, take our book, please. We always want someone to come to us, and they need to come to us with a story. And so we generate more, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of more stories out of that. So it's really exciting.
Brittany, what attracted you to this class and to this program?
Yeah, so the great thing about all these Big Shoulders courses is they give you the skill sets for working in the publishing industry. And I had taken a copy editing course as part of them. And then I realized that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a freelance editor. And so when I saw this course, it was perfect. It was a foray into being an editor, so it was amazing.
The mission, of course, to bring voice to underrepresented voices, right? So that could be anything. That could be people who just don't have access to the publishing community, and in this case, it could be people who have left this planet. And let's talk about Raphael Torch. This is a tremendous story, and one that let's start with where did you find this?
So I was at a literary festival in Carbondale in 2013, and another writer, editor I know, slapped a literary magazine, Crab Orchard Review, in my hand and said, "There's something here you got to read." I'd just done, for Big Shoulders Books, this collection of oral histories about street violence in Chicago called How Long Will I Cry?
Right, right.
And so he knew I was interested in the subject. Well, you know, for writers, we're always giving each other books. Read this, read this, read this. And like most of the time, you just don't. But this guy was really insistent. And so when I went home, I read this essay in this by this guy I'd never heard of, Raphael Torch. And he was a teacher in Pilsen. And the essay was about a kid, a student of his, who got shot. And I was just blown away, Justin. I mean, I was blown away by this. And for years, I taught this essay, and I just became more and more interested. And I realized this guy was no longer with us. But then I found out that he had left a memoir. There was a copy at University of Chicago. Mm. And things went from there. I just really wanted to publish this memoir.
And you're going to read some of it. And what struck you about when you got the memoir and you said, okay, I've got it, here it is, let's start reading it. What struck you? What kept you going with this process?
So this guy's just kind of a gut punch Chicago writer. He has a really unique voice. Mm-hmm. The Nelson Algren Society recently asked me to come over and talk about the book, and I think that's sort of an apt lineage. You know, I think he comes, I wouldn't compare them, but I think he comes out of that school. And he was just a writer whose voice that I just never read anyone exactly like him. And in some ways, he was very raw, but that was also exciting from an editorial standpoint. And so we just went from there. I got a hold of his widow, Emily Olson Torch, and at first she didn't return any of my emails or anything, but then we finally got together, and she was just a great collaborator on this book.
Well, let's, if you don't mind, just read some and set it up here. This is from the memoir, The Garcia Boy, Raphael Torch. These are his words. So this is Miles Harvey, who's the DePaul professor.
So this is from the opening part of the book, and it's about this student who got killed, Sergio Garcia. The Garcia boy is gunned down on a dark street somewhere in the 2700 block of South Hamlin, off the beaten path, early morning, a Sunday, La Valita. Blood gurgles from his mouth, his body jerks and hiccups. He's been shot in the head and begins to think in strange, sporadic moments. Time starts to jumble itself, like if you took a reel of film and spliced it and put the scenes back together haphazardly and then ran them together with the sound out of sync. In my imagination, he's thinking in another kind of history, the shot-up kid. This close to death, the stories his memory manufactures are without beginning, middle, and end. They lose their coherence, but strangely they make sense. They're tense with the kind of order death brings to the chaos of our lives. There, in the mixed up and uncanny, the boy is true and real. His stories are coldly coherent and spot on. He has other kinds of memory and story, this muted son of immigrants. Everything is confused and lost, and yet maybe everything is just perfectly in its right place. Somehow I can relate to the way he might have been thinking there on the verge. The kid, the Garcia boy, the wounded, the shot in the head and chest. He is me, and I am him.
Wow. As from The Garcia Boy, a memoir, Raphael Torch, that was read by Miles Harvey. Brittany, what attracted you to this work? What was it that resonated with you?
Yeah, I think part of it was the opportunity to work in an editorial team with all these great, wonderful students that I worked with. And The story was just so, the first time I read it, it was so powerful that I wish that I could have met Raphael, but at the same time I felt like I was getting to know him, and so I wanted to continue to work on this book because at that point it felt like he was some sort of guiding figure that you wanted to honor his legacy.
So take us through this. What does it mean to work on the book? So the memoir is written and you guys come across it. What happens at that point for all of us? So may not understand how the book
ended up
work.
Getting three drafts of this book.
Yes.
One 400 pages, one 350 pages, and one 200 pages, and wildly divergent. His wife Emily was kind enough to share all the ephemera that went with his publishing endeavors with us. So we started with the letters he was sending out to agents and publishers to try to sell the book. And we sort of pretended they were sent to us. And then I had my students read all these drafts and write him a letter back about what they would do with the book, how they would structure it. And I said, I know this is goofy to be writing a letter to a dead man, but I want you to remember the sacredness of what we're doing. This is a really, I think, a vital, talented writer, and this is his life's work.
It's so, you know, obviously the emotion, you can feel it, but it is, after all, it is an assignment. It's work. I mean, you're teaching kids how to go back and forth with the publishing industry. There is some value in doing this, even though it has this like you said, this feel to it, this emotion that is almost it's more than most of us handle.
Yeah, exactly. Having to go through all of these drafts and each one having something very valuable in them and trying to consolidate them into a stronger draft. And we were working on macro issues like narrative structure and theme and character, but then also on these smaller issues like sentence structure and going through and reading all these different drafts and marking, well, this part is different than this other draft, but I think we can merge them together in some important way.
The panel is the best Chicago writer whose name you don't know. Miles Harvey will be part of that panel, along with Emily Olson Torch and Carolyn Alessio. It's on Saturday at 11:30 at Grace Place, which is the that's the location, 637 South Dearborn. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Miles Harvey and Brittany Schmidt in studio. We're talking about the memoir, The Garcia Boy, and the author Raphael Torch. Stay with us. Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman, 312-981-7200. It's the Printers Row Lit Fest extravaganza, and we're wrapping up here after 3 hours of talking about the literary community in Chicago and the festival that happens in Printers Row on Saturday and Sunday. We're talking about the Garcia Boy, a memoir, Raphael Torch. Miles Harvey and Brittany Schmidt are in studio. An unbelievable project that is not just a class. You know, Miles, I kind of talk, I kind of set it up like, this is a class that you can take to learn how to publish. Mm-hmm. This is beyond class. This has almost gotten to the point of, obsession's not the right word, but just life's work in the way that you are publishing a memoir of someone who has passed on. And the memoir is something that I think has value and should be read by all in the way that you know, it's much more than just a learning experience for the kids. This is adding to the literary community that we know.
I mean, Brittany, I were joking in the green room here that we would love to do a good enough job with this book, because, you know, there's always the question of whether we did major editorial changes, whether we did the right thing. Mm-hmm. We'd love some scholar 25 years from now to say, boy, did they botch that book by this important Chicago author. Then we would have done our job.
Brittany, that's a great point, though, that without the author, mm-hmm, as part of this process, and you obviously working with his widow, and but also his words, mm-hmm, there are going to be editorial choices that you're going to make that the author is not a part of.
Right.
How does that change the book?
Well, it changes it in a huge way. And like Miles said, I don't think we'll ever know if this is what Raphael would have wanted. But I think that the fact that this book is resonating with a lot of people and people are finding things in this book that appeals to their life and that they can find themselves in and find their own experiences in, I think that we were always very conscious of that, and that's why a lot of our discussions in class were very passionate. But I think that came from a desire to really honor Raphael's story.
Miles, I kind of reference it as a class at the beginning, but this is much more than the class. I mean, this is, you're doing 10 weeks upon 10 weeks upon 10 weeks. This is going on the better part of a year or so. I mean, what's the process here beyond the classroom?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the long-term picture is this is just a writer I admire. I didn't know him. I don't know if we would have enjoyed each other's company. But he's just a person I really admire, and I would like to do something for his legacy. It really bothered me to think that people might not know this author. And so I'm really excited about this opportunity to get his name out there. And then after that, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's, you know, this whole Big Shoulders Books project, my colleagues at DePaul, Michelle Morano, Chris Green, and I started it several years ago. We don't get paid a cent for it, but there's this, like, it's just a passion project in the best sense of the word. We have these wonderful sponsors, the William and Irene Beck Charitable Trust. So we're able to give these books away for free. So no one's ever making any money on this thing. And in some ways, it makes it better. I got to say, with my own books, there's always that, mm-hmm, economic factor to it, which is both great, it's what I do for a living, but also somehow diminishes it. And Big Shoulders Books always feels really pure to me. It's just the stuff we really, really, really care about.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, the book is out. I have it in my hand. Mm-hmm. You're doing the Printers Row Festival this weekend. It's now, like you said, I mean, it's done. Does the project end?
I don't think so. I think as long as people are discussing it, and I check, you know, some of the reviews, and seeing a person come around every week talking about it. And I think that as long as people are discussing it and finding something in it that's important to them that they want to have discussions with other people about, I don't think it ends.
Miles, I think about my own college experience and the things that I resonate with me and that stick with me, that here I am at 44 years old, a long time ago, are always projects that I felt passionate about or things that went above and beyond the curriculum, that I did something that I felt like, you know, possibly was showing how I was maturing into someone who was going to be done being a student and possibly be a productive member of society. In this case, is that what you're teaching here? Is that it's not necessarily about the letter grade, and it's not necessarily about even the project being done in 10 weeks. It's about something that you can put your name on.
It's absolutely. It's this hands-on publishing education that we stress. And my college career was the same way as you. And, you know, for me, the exciting thing is, you know, I think college professors say, oh, I learned from my students. Big Shoulders Books classes and these classes are the one class I really learn from my students. Like, we spend a lot of time arguing over what should go from this book, what should stay, what should be moved, how we wanted to approach it. I always said, ultimately, Emily and I would get final say, but the students were just fantastic, and I really... It's one of the things about these Big Shoulders Books classes I really, really enjoy. And then after we got done with the book, we had a publicity class. Mm-hmm. So they learn hands-on publicity. And then the book takes on a life of its own. You know, the cool thing about free books is they're out there. We've gotten rid of thousands of these things all over the country already. The way they get distributed is not like a sales thing, like some library in Florida uses it as their book of the month, and then some other library uses it, and then all of a sudden some high school is using it. And it's amazing. And then we get all these letters back about what it means to them. We just got a great email about one of our other books from rural India about someone had gotten a hold of a copy of one of our books and wanted more copies from rural India. It was like crazy.
Brittany, this is a class about learning how to be in the publishing industry. As mm-hmm. you prepare yourself for your adult life and your mm-hmm. professional life, is this what you're going to do? Are you going to be in the publishing industry?
Yeah, definitely. Working as a freelance editor is what I really want to do, and I don't think that I could have had a more invaluable experience than this to prepare me for that.
That's DePaul University student Brittany Schmidt, who's also the managing editor and editor of a part of this project, the Big Shoulders Book Project, where the book is The Garcia Boy, a memoir. The author is Raphael Torch. Miles Harvey, author yourself, and of course the professor at DePaul in charge of this. Can we hear one more before we leave? Can we hear a quick excerpt from the book?
Yeah, this is from near the end of the book. Raphael Torch, I should just set this up. His father was an undocumented Mexican immigrant to Chicago, like so many people. And his parents were separated, and he wound up back in Pilsen teaching, but not speaking Spanish, Raphael. So there was this conundrum about identity. I think this book's very much about identity. So this is near the end. Something always pulls me back here, driving down these familiar Chicago streets. When I came here as a boy, I was like a stranger, like my father had been for a long while and maybe still was. And now I'm reenacting the past, but charging ahead into the future, me, washed out, scrubbed clean, no longer Mexican, and conversely, not altogether white. At 31 years old, I wonder if it was all worth it, coming here, working here, riding along the narrow streets and broad avenues. I get a sense that I'm always coming back, like my father, pulled to the immigrant neighborhood where we started our lives. There's something about this place that fuels me. And on nights like this, riding down a street I thought I might know, I sense possibility. I sense a great awakening, a new consciousness. I come to deeper truths here in this neighborhood where fear grips me and those closest to me. There's the urgency of American lives, new ones and stagnant ones, ones to believe in.
Wow. The words of Raphael Torch, as read by Miles Harvey, the Chicago author and editor who is the DePaul professor that's in charge of the book, the Big Shoulders Book Project, and will be on the panel tomorrow, the best Chicago writer whose name you don't know. He'll be along with Carolyn Alessio and Emily Olson Torch, the widow of Raphael Torch.
Right, it's, on Saturday.
Saturday. Sorry, I keep saying tomorrow. Almost got it. Saturday, 11:30, the Grace Place stage. Miles and Brittany Schmidt, the student, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this, and good luck with the project.
Honored to be here. Thank you.